What's up, guys? Trevor here with E-Commerce Paradise. Today's episode, I'm going to tell you about the three different types of Google ads that you should always be running for your e-commerce business. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, definitely get my free niches list for high-ticket dropshipping. It's a list of 99 products that are highly profitable and high-priced so that you can start an online business today and succeed. Go check it out at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. All right, so Google ads is really essential at driving really good profitable traffic to your website right after you launch. It's really difficult to get organic traffic these days, and especially quickly. Okay, so it might take you a while. If you want to launch an e-commerce site, you're not in a rush, it's a side hustle, certainly can just focus on organic traffic. If you want to go that method, I would recommend just doing simple things like blogging for popular keywords in your niche related to the products you sell. And I would focus on driving traffic with YouTube videos, especially review videos of the products you sell. Those tend to convert the best. But besides that, if you want to do, you want to get sales right away, you should do paid advertising. And Google Ads is one of the best ways to get sales right away. So this depends on whether you're doing expensive products or cheap products, or maybe, you know, kind of mid-level products. But as far as expensive products go, we're talking products anywhere over $200 to $300. Mid-level products is, you know, $100 to $300, and cheap products is anything under $100. Okay, so the first type of Google ads you should definitely do is shopping ads. The reason why shopping ads are so profitable is because they put your product at the very top of the Google listing, Google search results page, with pictures, the name of your store, the price and title of the product, as well as a special offer, like free shipping or something like that. Now, shopping ads convert really well because they kind of pre-qualify people before they click on your ad. That person sees a picture of the product and the price, and so you know that person's more likely to buy from you. Now, Google shopping ads can drive a lot of irrelevant traffic too, so you have to use what's called negative keywords to optimize your shopping ads. You want to make sure that your ads don't show for informational searches, they only show for commercial queries. And as of yet, Google doesn't really do too good of a job of figuring out the difference between the two. So you should definitely do that. Now, if you are newbie and you've never done Google ads before, you can run a smart shopping campaign. They'll automatically choose your settings for you and optimize. But as you get going and, you know, start seeing some results and stuff like that, I would recommend you switch away from doing that and do your own with manual bidding and choosing your own audiences, choosing your own targeting, and making sure that, you know, your ads are more optimized to your niche and to when you get sales, where you get sales, and which products get sales the most. Okay, you can dive into Google shopping ads. That you can set up different ad groups, you know, and obviously all your product groups can be organized differently. You can look at the settings, you can optimize by time of day, place the ad is shown, you can optimize by the device that it's shown on, and you can do a lot of different things. So it's pretty cool. Okay, so definitely jump into Google shopping ads. That's the number one thing that you'll be able to get sales from right away. Okay, if you want to learn more about Google shopping ad structure, go check out the YouTube channel, E-Commerce Paradise, and search for Google Ads. You'll see a few really, really in-depth videos that show you how to set up a new Google Ads account and the type of structures that we use that work really well. Okay. So optimization matters a lot more for high-ticket products, products over a few hundred bucks. Even I would say it matters more for products over $1,000. You can have quite a bit of sales for products that are under $1,000, depending on the niche. You know, if you, the product you're advertising is on the low end of your product category as far as price goes, then it's likely that somebody will be, you know, okay with making an impulse buy decision, even though they really haven't figured out exactly what brand or product they want. They haven't been shopping around much. If they see your ad, they'll click on it. They know they want it, and it's low enough for them. They feel like there's nothing to lose, even if, you know, they spent a half an hour searching online for other product or other stores that sold the same product at a lower price. They probably wouldn't get much out of it, so they just want to get it now. Those are impulse buy decisions, and you know, you're likely to get sales through that. For products over $1,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 and up, you're definitely going to need to optimize more in order to make those sales. So keep that in mind. All right, the second type of Google ads that you should definitely be running alongside shopping ads are search ads. And these are generally in the text form. Almost always are in the text form, actually. And they're going to show above and below the organic search rankings, okay, depending on how much you bid. So if you show up in the shopping ads and you show up in the search ads above the organic rankings, then you take up a lot of real estate on any particular query. Okay, so this of course depends on whether the person's typing a generic search term or a branded search term or a very specific SKU search term in, but you can bid differently on each, right? And you should, right? And people click search ads and buy through them. Okay, because they take up a lot of real estate there. They'll show up right below the shopping ads if you bid high enough. So definitely run search ads. You'll need to have a little bit extra copywriting involved, but besides that, it's pretty simple. The only thing about search ads is that you can't really tie it to a feed. Okay, so the problem is that, you know, when products go in and out of stock, it's going to mess up your search ads, obviously. If you're driving traffic from a search ad to a product that happens to be out of stock, you know, you're paying for unnecessary clicks, right? So that's the cool thing about shopping ads is that you can tie them to a feed and you can update that feed through apps and, you know, update your inventory. And when something goes out of stock, you then can automatically have it removed from the ads or just automatically at least, you know, stop paying for ads. You can still get free shopping ads. But regardless of that, it's, you know, it depends on your niche and how things go out of inventory, out of stock very often. If you're just selling one product or whatever and it's always in stock, then it's all good. But if you're selling multiple products and you have, you know, lots of inventory issues, then you definitely got to, you know, stay on top of it. But search ads can definitely drive a lot of traffic and revenue. So definitely do those alongside shopping ads. Now, the third type of ad you should do to get traffic to your store is what's called Google Display Ads. Display ads don't show on the search engine results page. They show in the Google network, which is all the different sites that use Google AdSense to run advertising to make money. And Google AdSense is basically a piece of code, and they put it on their site, and it shows banner ads. And those banners can be just filled with text, or they can be actual pictures. They can be dynamic, you know. So you have the choice to run ads in those boxes, and a lot of websites have those. Even eBay has Google display ads on them, which is really cool. So you can have a lot of traffic from other e-commerce sites that have those ads, like eBay. There's a lot of other websites like weather.com, CNN.com, news sites. There's tons of different blogs that have this stuff on it. And you can choose what websites to advertise on, which websites to exclude from your ads, and you should. For instance, I don't recommend running these types of ads on any mobile apps because oftentimes people click them by accident. And even when they click them on purpose, they're less likely to convert because they're just playing a mobile game. So I definitely don't recommend doing that. The only thing that works on mobile apps usually is just downloading another app. Don't run ads to high-ticket products on mobile apps. It just doesn't work. So you can exclude all those. And you can definitely tie it to a feed, which is really cool. So if somebody looks at your website, sees a product they like, and looks around, of course, it'll only then advertise products that are in stock if you're taking them out of your feed completely, which is great. And, they'll see it. And if they want it, they'll click it, which is great. They'll see a picture of the product and sometimes even a price alongside it. So that's cool. So those are called Google Display Ads. And if they are tied to a feed, they're called dynamic because they change every time somebody looks at your site at a different product. It'll show different products to them. And there's also one called static ads. So you don't have to choose dynamic. You can choose static. Just don't tie it to a feed, in which case it'll just show a particular banner or a bit of sales copy to them. And so if they land on your site, they look around and they see your static display ad later, it's likely that they'll, you know, come back to your site. You can even you can make it so it's not remarketing. You can choose different audiences. Google has interest audiences as well, just like Facebook. So you can choose the interest that's, you know, based on you. I don't know how, you know, completely targeted those are though, so you got to be careful with that. But you can drive cold traffic to your website through Google Display Ads. So it might be another way to get good leads. I would recommend not driving them just to your homepage, but maybe driving them to a squeeze page where they can download like a free guide or something like that. You know, it's more like a sales funnel that way, and you are more likely to get some way to follow up with that person besides just adding them to your remarketing list. And plus, you kind of want to keep your remarketing lists clean, because if you add a lot of traffic to your remarketing lists that is not actually really interested in those products, then you're just kind of wasting ad spend. So what I recommend doing is, you know, just driving people to a squeeze page that does not actually have your remarketing tag on it through cold ads, okay? Regardless of that, what works really well is just making sure that all the settings are the same. You use time of day, location, and devices. Okay, you want to bid up where it makes sense, a bid down where obviously it doesn't make sense. You don't get an ROI, and it just takes data. So you'll just have to run these ads for a few weeks, see what happens, see what kind of results you get, and you can bid up and bid down. You can do bid adjustments, which is really cool. And of course, lastly, just kind of to come full circle, you really should work on optimizing your site as you're running ads, okay? You can start really low with ads. You can choose your budget, you can choose your bids. So you can start at like $5 or $10 a day and, you know, bid until you start seeing clicks, and you won't go over your budget. You know, Google does a thing where if you, for instance, set $10 a day, they might spend $20 in a day, but over the course of the entire month, they're not going to spend more than, you know, in that case, it'd be $300. So, you know, that's how Google Ads works. But regardless of that, what you should do is focus on improving your website by adding unique and helpful content to it. You should improve your offer, so your price and, you know, things like free gifts, discount coupons. Improve your conversion optimization, meaning your urgency and scarcity, your trust signals, your social proof. And really work on improving your branding as well. You know, have a really good logo, good graphics on your website, you know, solid colors that make sense for that niche, and have a great sales funnel as well. Don't just sell the product, but also sell accessories and upsells like white glove delivery, extended warranties, things like that whenever possible. And then after someone buys, have a upsell funnel from there, you know. And that'll make the most of your ad spend. And as you optimize your product pages and your entire website with content, keyword optimized content, so make sure you're doing keyword research while you're doing this. But as you optimize your product pages, your collection pages, blog posts, homepage, that kind of stuff, you'll start to see some organic traffic come in, which is great. And what you should do also is try to get backlinks. What you usually want to do is set up as many social profiles as possible and post to those regularly with links to your website. That'll send some social signals and backlinks. And then you want to do email outreach to other websites and see if they're willing to either do a guest post with you or insert your link into one of their pages talking about products that are relevant to the products you offer in your site. You can use an affiliate program to reach out to people like this, that kind of thing. If you create content, okay, and get backlinks, then you'll grow your organic rankings. You'll run shopping ads, search ads, and display ads. And then you can also, you know, run ads on other platforms. Like, for instance, Bing has the exact same platform as Google. So you can actually basically just duplicate your ads from Google to Bing and set it up automatically. So that's pretty cool. I recommend bidding a little bit less on Bing. It really depends on your niche and how well your ads convert. But generally speaking, you know, you can get some sales from Bing as well. And then you should run ads on Facebook, mostly retargeting ads, especially if you're products are higher ticket, but you can also run cold lead ads to audiences. Again, if you run cold leads ads, I would recommend that driving them to a squeeze page for a free guide and then seeing if they're actually interested by emailing them. And then you can retarget them after that. But you can also get lots of cool stuff going with joint ventures between other, you know, influencers and things like that. But if the bottom line is, if you can get yourself in front of the customer when they're looking to buy and have the best offer, you're very likely to convert that customer. Okay, so work on all that stuff, and I guarantee you're going to have a more successful business in the long run. Okay, stick with it and don't give up. If you guys enjoyed listening to this podcast, definitely go check out the blog, ecommerceparadise.com. We have lots of new articles up, fresh content, and lots of useful stuff to learn about e-commerce. Definitely subscribe and leave a review on the podcast on iTunes, as well as subscribing to our YouTube channel, ecommerceparadise.com/YouTube, or just search e-commerce paradise in YouTube. And definitely, if you are interested in getting more training on an e-commerce business, how to set up an e-commerce business, go check out our free mini course at ecommerceparadise.com/mini-course. And that will lead you to our masterclass, which is really our full in-depth training program. I offer private coaching as well as turnkey website building services and a business in a box service. If you want more information, just go to ecommerceparadise.com and go to the header of the website. All the links are there, or the footer. And on the homepage, right below the homepage banner, you'll see links as well. If you want a quick link, you can just go ecommerceparadise.com slash business in a box. Thanks for listening, guys. And I look forward to helping more people succeed with e-commerce paired with e-commerce this year and find your paradise. Take care, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.